John Newton. I'm the Director of Market Intelligence for American Farm Bureau Federation.
John, the American Farm Bureau coming out with a dairy insurance product for farmers as they continue to fight low margins and low prices. Can you share a little bit more about how Farm Bureau has kind of rallied behind this insurance product and what farmers might see this year?
Sure. Well, we really started work on this product about a year ago in meeting with grassroots members around the country. We knew that the existing margin-based dairy safety nets programs weren't working, as well as folks really wanted them to work. So we partnered with our sister organization, American Farm Bureau Insurance Services, which delivers crop insurance to farmers around the country, develop a new product for dairy. And the new product's called Dairy Revenue Protection. It's really modeled after the most successful policies in the crop insurance space that protects the revenue. So for this particular policy, it protects the quarterly revenue from milk sales, and the value of milk in the policy is based on futures prices. So we're able to provide an opportunity for farmers to lock in the revenue based on the milk components. For example, higher milk fat protein levels would allow them to lock in and protect a higher value of milk using this policy.
A lot of crop insurance options are based on programs that are set in the Farm Bill. How does this differ?
Well, I think one of the things that we benefit from is the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2018 removed the cap on administrative and subsidy funding for livestock policies. That cap was $20 million per year, and that was designed to service the entire livestock complex. And the Bipartisan Budget Act removed that cap, which effectively allowed the whole livestock sector to fully utilize the resources of the crop insurance program.
Can you share a little bit more about how this Farm Bureau program could work with maybe USDA's margin protection program or the difference between some of the options?
Sure. Well, this program, again, it's a revenue-based program, so it protects based on futures markets. It protects the value of milk. The farmer buying the policy then selects a volume of milk that they want to cover. And that becomes the revenue for the quarter that they're insuring. All the other products that are on the market are all margin-based instruments, meaning they're based on a national average price of milk, either Class 3 or the U.S. all milk price, and then some proxy for the cost of feeding a dairy animal. We really wanted to get away from the one-size-fits-all approach, recognizing that the value of milk is different on every farm across the United States. And our policy really has the flexibility to capture the different value of milk across the country utilizing either a milk component-based model or a hybrid or mix of Class 3 and Class 4 milk. We really think we can better capture the farm value of milk in this revenue policy.
As far as its availability to farmers, when might they be able to lock in some of those revenue prices and sign up for it this year?
Well, we've been working with USDA's Risk Management Agency to finalize all the details on the policy, and we're hopeful that we can get something out by the late summer of 2018 so that farmers would have another tool in the toolbox to help them manage risk.
Are there any other type of comparable products coming out from the private sector, or is Farm Bureau really the first one in this dairy side?
I think we're innovators in that capacity. We partnered with American Farm Bureau Insurance Services and then brought two very respected dairy economists from across the country, one in Minnesota, one in Cornell University, to come on board and help us design this product. And we really innovated in the space for dairy insurance. I don't think a lot of folks have spent a lot of time building policies in that space, but we really felt and knew the value of dairy to the whole farm economy. When you think about the value of dairy, it's really the third biggest crop in the United States behind corn and soybeans. So we really wanted to take an opportunity and deliver something that would work for our dairy farmers.
With 2018 Farm Bill discussions going on, how would maybe some of the decisions in the next Farm Bill impact this program?
Well, the beauty of it is this goes through the Federal Crop Insurance Corporation. So the FCIC has a board of directors that reviews policies that come in from the private sector, such was the case with this dairy revenue insurance. And once the FCIC approves these products, they then work with USDA's Risk Management Agency to continue building the policy and deliver it to farmers. It really has the impact on the Farm Bill would probably come as larger farm bill amendments to the crop insurance sector. But this policy is approved by FCIC. It didn't need congressional approval for it to be delivered to farmers.
John, any other comments to wrap us up with?
Well, you know, this is really a team effort. You know, we worked with American Farm Bureau Insurance Services. We worked with a number of dairy industry stakeholders around the country. There's certainly a lot of excitement when we talk to different dairy groups from different parts of the country for this new product to come online. So, you know, while Farm Bureau was the one leading the effort, this really was industry-driven. We got a lot of feedback from the industry, and we look forward to bringing this new product online.